where some differ from us. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. 1 Corinthians 15:42. Those people who disagree with ranks in the resurrection do not deny the facts about the different glories, but they fall out with us about the manner and time of reaching their respective spheres or glories. We shall therefore proceed to show by simple but invincible scripture statements that they who shall occupy those spheres will arrive there at different times, hence in different ranks. The respective place of each believer is determined by certain conditions during the Christian's life. My attitude to God and His truth determines into which sphere I shall land, and of course determines in what group I shall be raised. The Old Covenant believers determined by their attitude and obedience whether they would have a part in a good or a better resurrection. This is told in type. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 8. Bible students agree that this chapter begins with the announcement of the four fundamental facts of the gospel. 1. Christ died for our sins. 2. Was buried. 3. Arose. And 4. Was seen or appeared. The last two terms are the essential features of this 15th chapter. Christ's appearance to Saul while he was en route for Damascus is regarded as a type of Christ's final appearance to Israel as a nation. If Paul's experience recorded in this 15th chapter is typical, why are the other five appearances not typical? If they are not typical, why do they occur in this particular chapter? Why are they associated with Paul's vision of him in the very order of the different companies? The church first, then Israel. Be it noted that all six of these appearances were on earth. And if Paul is type of Israel and the other five are typical of the church, why were there five distinct groups who saw Jesus at five different times? If the church will be raised in one group, why are there five groups in this type? Consider also that Jesus made appearance to the five companies because they had already believed on him, even as he will appear to the different ranks of the church in the end time. He appeared to Saul that he might believe, even as he will to Israel at the end. From every angle, we have an accumulation of powerful proofs that these appearances of Christ announce the resurrection of the saints in ranks or groups. 1. Positively stated, in Christ all shall be made alive, but every one in his own order. 1 Corinthians 15, 22-23. The word order is from the Greek word tasso, meaning to arrange, put in order, draw up in line, and is translated corps, division, band, rank, or cohort. Note the clear distinction in the above citation of all made alive, but not made alive in only one band, but each in his own band or rank. If this does not mean different and distinct companies, it is absolutely meaningless. Each is in distinction from all, that is, from all the sainted dead, and not in distinction from Christ as one rank, and all the saints together as another rank. Mark this, distinction is made in the resurrection, not afterwards. Saints will be raised in different grades because they are in different companies before they die. The majority of believers are carnal, few are spiritual. It has truly been said, saints are finding their ranks now. People determine their respective orders, or rank, by the way they live here. Can anyone deny that Israel will be in their own rank in distinction from the church? Note carefully Daniel 12, verses 1 through 3. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Israel cannot be raised until after Jacob's trouble. An objection is raised that there cannot be a split resurrection, that is, the body of Christ cannot be cut up into sections. I ask the objector if Christ is not part of the one body which has many members, and was he not raised over 1900 years ago? Such logic would require that all the church be raised when he was. How much easier it is to believe plain scriptural statements than human logic. As all die in Adam, but they do not all die at the same moment, so all in Christ shall be made alive, but not necessarily all in the same moment. Christ, the first fruit, 19 centuries ago, which must include some Old Testament saints, afterward, they that are Christ at his coming. The phrase at his coming literally means in the presence of him, which covers a period of time extending from the moment he takes the throne in the air until the end of the millennium. During the early part of that presence, the saints will be raised in different companies, and living saints in the same order or rank will be changed and caught up with them when Jesus shall call with a shout of command. If we do not listen to his voice today in smaller matters, how shall we ever hear that particular shout of command to be raised or translated? God is both logical and orderly. 2. The manner of the resurrection. The critic cries, "How are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come?" 1 Corinthians 15:35b. As usual, the Spirit anticipates objectors and answers more than is apparently asked. The answers given here by the Holy Spirit amazingly clarify and confirm our view of the resurrection. Varieties of seeds, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 37 and 38. Varying values of the resurrected bodies of believers are certainly taught by different kinds of seeds. It may be of wheat or of some other grain. Does not wheat differ in value from corn or barley, though all are good for food? God giveth it, each seed, a body as it hath pleased him, and to each seed its own body. Wheat does not spring up from a corn grain, nor does corn come from a barley grain. Neither will a second-rank believer have a first-rank body in the resurrection. Likewise, wheat is kept in the wheat bins, and corn in corn cribs. Wheat is sown in one field, barley in another, and corn in still another. These seeds are all good, but they vary in their goodness and usefulness, so there are varying values in resurrected bodies. All believers' bodies will not be fashioned like unto the body of his glory, that is, Jesus' glory. His glory is distinctively sun glory, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 40 through 41. But there will be lesser glories. The glory of the moon and the glories of the stars, and some bodies will share in these respective lesser glories. Kinds of flesh, 1 Corinthians 15:39. Flesh is flesh, but all flesh is not the same flesh. There are four kinds named here: the flesh of men, of beasts, and of fish, and of birds. Domestic animals, as cattle and sheep, so that good flesh is meant in each case. But these also differ in value, which certainly carries the same thought as to glorified saints, as did the different kinds of grains. There are four grades of flesh given here because there are among believers at least four ranks or orders. As with the seeds, so with the flesh, all refer to the resurrection. So also is the resurrection of the dead. 1 Corinthians 15:42. Does not the Holy Spirit mean to teach here that there are different companies of believers who have differing experiences, which of necessity cause variations in fellowship? Do men associate with cattle? Do sheep have fellowship with fish? Do fish keep company with birds? Though they are all good flesh, yet they do not fully understand one another. Men, because of their superior intelligence, understand beasts and birds and are glad that they are neither. But the beasts and birds cannot understand men. Likewise, the spiritual ones discern the carnal, but the carnal never discern the spiritual. He that is spiritual discerneth all things, yet he himself is discerned of no man. 1 Corinthians 2:15. Birds and cattle cannot understand how fish can live in water, nor do fish see how these can live out of the water. The Holy Spirit has drawn these analogies. Can we treat them lightly? If we do, we are the losers. As there are varying degrees of fellowship during life on earth, the resurrection will not change them. It cannot put them all into one grade or rank. Jesus is even now walking as judge among his people and separating them into different grades. Revelation 2, verse 1.